Within the thicket made by those wavering, convulsing pink things, something kept opening and closing in the yellow flesh. Something black and round. It might have been a mouth. It might have been trying to scream. I can't describe what it was standing on. It's like my brain couldn't make any sense of what my eyes were seeing. Not legs, I'm sure of that much, and I think there might have been three instead of two. They ended in black, curved talons. The talons had bunches of wiry hair growing out of them. I think it was hair, and I think there were bugs hopping in the tufts, little bugs like nits or fleas. From the thing's chest, there hung a twitching gray hose of flesh, covered with shiny black circles of flesh. Maybe there were blisters. Or maybe, God help me, those things were its eyes. Standing in front of it, barking and snarling and spraying curds of foam from his muzzle, was our dog. He made as if to lunge forward, and the thing shrieked at him from the black hole. The gray hose twitched like a boneless arm or a frog's leg when you shoot electricity into it. Drops of something flew from the end and hit the shed's floor. Smoke began to rise from those spots at once, and I could see them eating into the concrete. Mr. D drew back a little when it shrieked at him, but kept on barking and snarling, ears laid back against his skull, eyes bulging out of their sockets. It shrieked again. Shirley screamed and put her hands over her ears. I could understand the urge to do that, but I didn't think it would help much. The shrieks didn't seem to go into your head through your ears, but rather just the other way around. They seemed to start in your head and then go out through your ears, escaping like steam. I felt like telling Shirley not to do that, not to block her ears. She'd give herself an embolism or something if she held that awful shrieking inside. And then she dropped her hands on her own. Huddy put his arms around Shirley, and she